welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 11. 11 billion.
Top.
We have a great episode this week for you. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Boo. Oh.
I said boo words.
Fuck that guy.
Gwen Reyes.
Hi, guys.
Andrew Conway.
Yep.
And Gaddy Elcon.
It's Gaddy.
Hello.
It's Gaddy?
Yeah.
Gaddy. I'll stab you.
He's Mr. Gaddy, if you didn't know.
Mr. I have a pizza Gaddy. Joint, yeah.
Man, that pizza used to be so good.
Sponsored by Mr. Gaddy's.
CC's was cheaper.
That's now awesome. Called Gaddyland.
But they have better cinnamon.
But it's not spelled the same. It is two T's.
That's
you're
great.
With a D.
That's
and
right.
A Y.
As in Dallas.
Yes. D is for Dallas?
D is spelling.
Is that your word of the day?
That's what we all scream.
That's the secret word.
Well,
every time you hear Dallas.
An awesome podcast since it's a couple weeks from Halloween. We have some horror stuff to talk about tonight. But first.
Horrors.
We're only talking about horrors.
Horrors?
This is a horror episode. Our seasonal horror episode.
There's a movie called Horror.
Yes, there is. Yes. Let's talk horrors.
Horrors.
Horrors and horror movies.
Dirty horses.
Horses and horrors.
So it's like
when I was
Sarah
college,
Jessica Parker is like all of that.
Whoa.
Boom.
When I was in college, one of the floors
below the belt
in my freshman year was called the Whores and Horses floor because they were all the girls that slept around and rode horses.
Really?
Rode horses.
Was this at, was it Breyer?
I thought you were going to say
Breyer.
Breyer
College?
Yeah,
yeah
college.
Those equestrian girls are pretty.
Whores and horses.
Whores and horses, yeah.
Equestrian women.
When you said that, I was like, do they look like horses?
No,
I guess they ride horses.
Insert riding joke at
riding
any time.
Pretty good on
what floor was that?
It was the second floor of medical. It's very probably nice. Changed.
It was floor.
I'll find out. I'll be back in
the
2 weeks.
Floor?
Hornswoggle.
Find if it's still the horse and horses.
Take pictures
floor.
If you can.
I'll be like, guys, it's still the horse.
Gaddy wants pictures.
If you can.
The 13th floor.
Was it a co-ed
of the horses?
No, it was because it's a women's
beautiful.
Horses.
That's right.
I like college. Horses.
Quartermain.
They make colleges for
Arabian. He loves them all.
Well, this since Gravity came out, it's still number one in the box office. Tom
just
Hanks couldn't beat it.
Haven't seen it yet. Don't
Tom
spoil
Hanks
it.
Got a lot of money, but not for,
not Gravity
not
money
enough.
For the second week. We're going to do our weekly top three, which is our top three and worst three movies set in space.
Oh, no.
Which we have to be set
space.
In space. It can't be like Superman where part of it takes place in
so
space.
So would Gravity have been better if it was Tom Hanks instead of George Clooney?
No.
No.
What about Tom Hanks instead of Sandra Bullock?
No.
Yes.
We've seen
yes.
that movie.
Yes.
We did see that movie.
It's a great movie. But...
Well, I'm going to pass it over to Gaddy. What are your top three movie set in space?
Or bottom.
I'll start with the bottom.
Oh.
And, we're doing the bottom one.
Yeah, we'll start
the worst ones.
Bottom worst.
We can do both, can we not? Or are we subject to only one, Master?
Well, we'll do worst, and then we'll do best.
Worst. Yeah.
Worst.
Yeah.
Worst.
Okay, let's go worst then, because let's make
bottom.
Fun of some movies. The first one that popped in my head was Star Trek 1. It defeats
ooh,
me.
Ooh.
The worst movie?
Yes.
One?
Are
it's
you
not like
crazy?
Three or four or five?
No.
What? How is number one? It's
Star
so
Trek
good.
Seven
no.
or eight
Star
or
Wars
nine.
One.
Beats me.
Phantom Menace. That's what you're talking about, right? Star Wars
no,
one.
Y'all
it's
will get
the
Star
second
Wars.
Best Star Wars movie ever made.
It's
number
the
one.
Worst Star Wars. Star,
Star
Trek.
Trek.
Not Star Wars.
Star,
Star,
I
Trek.
Mean Star Trek. Yeah, that's what yeah. I meant.
Yeah.
Star Trek 1 is the second best Star Trek movie. Ever.
No, it's the worst
so you're saying
of
number
all
two
of
is the
Star
best.
Trek.
Number 2 is the best.
Really, even the Journey Home
then goes
or whatever
to Star
that
Trek.
Last one was?
Ball
with
chicken.
The whales,
it's
the whales
not
are
a very
aliens.
Good story.
You don't like that
there's
one?
No, the villain is, it's a limp villain.
Have you seen the Star Trek
yes,
where
I've
they try
seen
to
it.
Save the whales?
Isn't that Christopher awful. Lloyd? Isn't he the Klingon?
The whales one's
exactly.
great.
They have whales.
The Final Frontier, have you seen that? Have you seen that one? I
that
guess you're right,
better.
Though. That one takes place a lot on Earth, so maybe that's where you're going. You're
it's
basing.
The worst.
Why is Star Trek, the original motion picture, the worst fucking movie set in space?
Because the plot line sucks balls.
Okay.
It just does. It's worst.
Okay.
Speaking
I'll
of
move
like,
on, though,
I
obviously.
Even
right.
the plot of the first movie.
Yeah.
Is, like,
exactly.
Yeah.
No one remembers
there's
the plot.
I skip right to Khan. That's
thank
all I
you.
Care about.
Khan blew it out the water. Thank God for Khan. Anyway, so.
Thank you, Khan, right here.
The next one,
Conway, Akon.
Akon. Are you one of y'all Akon? I guess y'all could.
Conway West. Conway East.
How did you know?
I don't even know where to go after that.
He's gonna get mad because you made a joke about his
name.
He's gonna get mad because you joked about his name.
And then Adam can be Kim Kardashian.
That'd be perfect.
That'd be awesome.
What else you got? What else you got?
I went really recent. That Apollo 18 movie really disturbed me, and that wasn't a very good space
movie. I didn't like
that movie. It was horrible. It was boring.
I think you mean Apollo 13.
18.
18.
18.
The alien one.
What about Apollo 13 is one of the best space
What about the ones in between it?
Yeah.
They skipped them. They weren't as fun as stories because they actually did their missions.
Oh, okay.
18 was not real.
Was there actually a true... There wasn't an actual Apollo 18 true mission, right?
No. It's a fake one.
The trailer for the movie was good, but... It was terrible.
The movie was horrible.
Did you even see the movie, by the way? That's on my list, but that's one I didn't even see. It was so bad.
I chose not to even watch it.
Yeah, that's the problem that I was having. Is like I can't think of bad
the movies that I've seen that are bad. Exactly.
I have a bad one, Gwen, that you'll probably disagree with.
Queen. So what else?
Queen.
Space Buddies.
Called Queen.
Oh, I love Space Buddies.
Space Buddies did not make my list.
Any
I wish it had made
I'm
my
down
list.
With.
Best movie ever.
All right, what's your next one?
What's your top? What's your?
I might get
worst.
Stabbed at this, but
what's
I
worst
really
worst?
Couldn't stand Lost in Space.
I didn't like that movie either.
That's my number one worst movie.
Okay,
also.
I hated that movie with a
that
passion.
That was so bad.
It was pretty bad.
It had so much potential.
It did.
It had a whole TV show of wealth. It could have taken
Oldman.
From, but yeah.
Can't go no wrong with
it. Horrible.
Yeah.
Let's let the little boy go out with that effeminate doctor every episode.
Ooh.
Would have been better.
I know.
Been better. And that's
it. They,
all right.
They blew it.
Those
blew
are pretty shitty movies.
Even though you didn't
Gary
like
Oldman
my first one.
Gary Oldman was a space
one.
Spider.
One of your
on.
Favorite damn Star
that's
Trek.
That's crazy.
Lazy
that's
Chabert, who doesn't like Lazy
Gary Chabert. Oldman was a space spider. Come on.
There's other worse movies in Star Trek. But
Lost in Space. Well, that wasn't his worst one. Was
third.
Lost in Space.
Yeah.
Third of the top tier of hated fucking space films.
All right, Andrew.
Worst ones. Yeah. Well, Lost in Space was definitely on my list.
You're welcome.
but another one that I didn't really enjoy. I'm sure you guys are going to get mad at me about this, but Space Cowboys.
Oh, that was awful.
I love Space
terrible.
Cowboys.
It was so bad.
It's terrible.
I love this trend of like, just take four old people and put them somewhere.
Like Las Vegas.
Las Vegas coming out. It's like, just take a bunch of old people and put them in weird situations that they would just they complain about stuff.
Hemorrhoids.
Exactly.
Hemorrhoids in space.
Do you think you can get hemorrhoids in space?
I hope
can't
so.
Really, you have to
space
wear, like,
hemorrhoids?
Does it make you spin?
Space roids.
it's heavier.
It's real. But yeah, it didn't do it for me. You know. It
weighs you down a little bit.
It was terrible.
It was it was pretty bad. And
from here.
Let's see what else. Armageddon was on my list.
It's on my list. It was on my list.
Yeah.
Armageddon's definitely on the list.
Armageddon was more enjoyable than Star Trek 1.
Movie. No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Are you kidding me? There was a love story. There was some humor. There was
a love story.
Decent
only
music.
Only like 20% took place
there,
in space,
they were
though,
fucking.
So
you know what's better than Armageddon?
It was
SNL
technically in space.
Bruce Willis did making fun of Armageddon was better than
such
Armageddon.
A terrible.
Well, Bruce Willis doesn't have hair anymore.
Awful.
He had a little hair.
Wow.
No,
I want to know, Gwen, why do you think
Armageddon is a wonderful film?
Yes.
Because it's a lot of fun. It does have a nice love story. I love the.
Does it?
I love the Liv Tyler and
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck had new teeth, so he was very
right?
handsome.
Ving yeah. Rhames alone.
I always cry
film.
Every single time when he's there and he's trying to say goodbye.
Every time
and he's like,
comes on.
And he's like, no, you have to go. And Bruce Willis sacrifices himself. Tears.
When was the last
but in real life,
time
you
saw that?
I don't think Bruce
movie.
Willis would do that.
On USA, like every other summer for the past 10 years.
I haven't watched the movie complete in a very long time, but I watched chunks of it.
We're going to watch Armageddon one day.
And she's going to love it again because it's a decent fucking film. A lot better than Star Trek 1.
There is no Michael Bay film that's
decent. Those orange spacesuits.
Michael Bay doesn't only make trash. Like, his stories might be retarded.
Have you seen Pearl Harbor?
Pearl Harbor wasn't that bad of an experience.
Bam.
Pearl Harbor is pretty bad.
I saw Pearl Harbor twice in one day on accident.
Exactly.
Yikes.
And then a third time on purpose.
All right,
it's a movie you don't want to, like, you don't even remember and you watch it again by accident.
So clearly we have Armageddon is the best and worst in our
group. I know. I
and
like,
then another, my third one,
on my
which
list
we all, I'm sure, have on our list is Leprechaun 4.
Yes.
In space. And, you know.
How did he get in space?
The series up to that point was just amazing works.
How did he get to
cinematography and direct.
And back again.
And back again.
It's more believable that he got to the hood than he got to space.
Exactly. And it's just
horrible. It's a logical step.
I love the whole Leprechaun series.
How did
it's
rainbows
really
get in space and Pot of Gold get in space? Are there rainbows in space?
Are there rainbows in space? Great question.
There's a heavy metal. There's a heavy metal band named Rainbows.
Where do you find a
40
clover?
I don't think
space.
It's possible.
That's what I want to know.
Well, yeah. No.
Because yeah, light can't refract in space.
We'll ask NASA.
Well, thanks. We'll yeah, scientists, calm down.
Astrophysicists.
If we want to put a rainbow in space, we can do it.
Maybe there's rainbows in black holes.
Yeah, rainbows.
But apparently,
and black
we don't know.
Holes.
We've never been inside.
About?
Apparently, you can have
I
lens flares though.
You need a four-leaf clover to kill them, not a rainbow.
Let's talk to JJ about some lens flares. Maybe we could, maybe he knows the way light refracts. We can talk to him about that.
Or he's just lazy. Whatever. All
right, do you have any more?
Is that no, that's it. That's
it.
It.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't really have any more to add except for I'm going to add Phantom Menace because that is some bullshit. That's
very
I,
true.
Those
it's
are just
hard,
on another
because
level
they're
of awful.
They're not in space as much as they're like partly in space, and it's hard to tell which ones are spacey films and which
the whole
ones
space.
Are,
yeah,
like,
Phantom Menace is pretty
planet.
Awful.
The little boy,
but all of them are
space.
Pretty awful. Even the originals are still pretty bad right now. As what
yes.
Lucas did to him.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Oh.
Lucas
I was about
kind
to
of
stab you.
Them.
Yes. And the whole image of it.
And all of us got real quiet.
Though,
like,
though we'll probably bring this up in the
Brian.
News.
Yeah.
But have y'all seen the new Star Wars Rebels, like, villain?
Yes.
Fucking awesome looking.
Oh, yeah.
Totally down.
The Inquisitor.
Like, they're, maybe Disney's allowing some cool people.
The Flabbergasted.
Nobody expects the Inquisitor.
Well, it's kind of interesting.
Check
to
out
see
the producer
that.
List.
Because, like,
cool
if you look at
he's
Empire
very
Strikes
inquisitive.
Back, it's a fucking great film because Lucas didn't do anything for it.
Exactly.
So, it's
if
like.
If Lucas
he
stays away,
step away from it.
He's,
and then Return
good.
Of the Jedi happened.
But then, what is that one? What is the one Predator?
How did Luke
one
get
that
so
takes
good?
Place in space?
Predators.
Or Aliens
vs. Predators?
I think. Is it Aliens vs. Predators?
I mean, there's the remake.
They're fighting
nub,
in space, and they have,
nub,
like, the pyramid of
yes,
yeah,
that's
that one wasn't very good either.
Those were awful.
I genuinely forget
a little bit.
Those are awful.
Well, my...
Well, this is Adam.
Oh!
What is Adam?
Oh!
He's
going
strong.
Calm down.
Hold Whoa. The putt. Hold
we've
the
putt. Already mentioned Upcoming in Space. I also have the terrible Rocket Man starring Harlan Williams.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, not Harlan.
Not to be confused with Elton John.
Best part of the movie is when
William Shatner's Rocket Man.
He's connected to the other guy. He farts in the suit and like you see this bubble like going.
Don't try to justify anyone watching that movie. And number one for me had to be Adventures of Pluto Nash.
It's pretty awful.
Eddie
I didn't think of that.
Quality.
Eddie Murphy yeah. just has not made a good movie. In a long since Nutty Professor won.
I like
in my eyes. Well, maybe Dreamgirls, but
yeah, but that wasn't really.
It's not really.
It's not really him.
Yeah,
I liked.
That's good acting.
What did you like? Norbit.
No.
Norbit.
Bowfinger.
Bowfinger was good.
Awesome.
But was
but that's not really like an Eddie Murphy movie.
I also liked.
Awesome.
I didn't mind Tower Heist. He was okay.
What? Oh, I
why?
Liked Tower Heist.
Oh, why?
But Adventures of Pluto Nash
was
pretty
fun.
Awful.
It's just, it was a fun
Tower Heist wasn't.
Yes. Adventure
like Tower
of Pluto Nash. Is that it?
Yeah.
What do you got, Brian? Come on. You gotta be.
All right, you've named Armageddon and you've named Leprechaun 4. I had those on my list, but I have three others. One is Wing Commander, based on the game with Matthew Lillard.
Freddie Prinze, you
one nobody
that
saw.
Sucked.
Yeah.
It was awful.
No, yeah.
What's Wing Commander?
Critters 4 in space.
Ooh,
and
one.
I love Critters.
Yeah, Critters
I
is awesome.
Hated fourth one. It was set in space.
Well, where else could they have taken
but
the Critters?
Critters were from space. They came in the spaceship.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the fourth one all took place
Was that the
in space.
One where they turned the nerdy guy into like a,
yes, the
a
bad,
robot
the,
superhero?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because the third one, he was still in it, but that was also
yep.
Leonardo DiCaprio's first movie.
I thought it was the second
well,
one.
That was the third one.
Okay.
And then the other one is Titan A.
I
the
like,
anime work.
I like
Get out of here! That's such a fun movie!
What? Did we see
the... Because the rope again, I
sure did put
romance,
an animation studio out of business because it was a terrible flop, but it was a good movie. I liked it.
And it had a good soundtrack.
Yeah, that's right. Animation film. Don't listen to the fucking audio. That's why it sucked.
I did not like Titan A. I remember how big the marketing push was for that and how cool it looked. And the one
wasn't
I saw
it,
was like, man, this
Matt
is
Damon?
Terrible.
It was Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Matt Damon.
Damon.
Okay.
Was this, was that
about
before? Because I remember seeing Titan A at the old North Park.
It was
Dallas.
Titan A and then came out and then
Treasure
Planet
one.
Came out. Treasure Planet was some bullshit. Let us
yeah.
not kid ourselves.
So the two of you like Titan A.
I really
oh, yeah.
enjoy Titan A.
No.
I don't remember.
Boring, stupid,
little true opinion.
If it came out on Blu-ray, would you buy it?
No.
Oh, yeah. I would.
I would.
I want to see those behind the scenes features. That's why.
Okay.
I just really want to hear.
This is just when we got kicked out. All right,
so that's the worst movie set in space. Now we're on to the best movie set in space. Over to the man with the shirt on. Finally. Got it.
Been shirtless and nipple hard the whole
best
time.
Best movie set in space.
Pigs in space.
Well, we sort of already mentioned it. I'll go with it. Apollo 13. It's a great story. And it looks great. Really, and it's a beautiful. When he's looking back into at Earth with the ice, that's beautiful.
I think it's one of Ron Howard's better.
There wouldn't be ice in space, buddy.
No, well, like
best Clint Howard
cold.
Yeah, best Clint Howard.
Condensation, not ice, asshole. And it was inside. Yeah, Apollo 13 just looked great.
I love Apollo 13.
Great story. And just emotionally hits you really
strong.
And
that, like Captain Phillips,
little bit.
Because you know how it's going to end, it still is able to keep you captivated the entire
time. Exactly.
You seriously, when like they're waiting for him at the end to come back into Earth, you're like, oh my gosh, they might not make it back, even though you know it.
And
it's
the special
well.
Effects that they did, the fact that they actually shot it in a vomit rocket,
yeah.
I just think that is.
And they made Gary Sinise look likable.
I like him.
It also gave Ed Harris the opportunity to reprise his role
in Gravity.
In Gravity.
Which is awesome. As Houston.
Yep.
I think
that
he's
was
in that,
great.
Right? Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, Kevin Bacon's in it.
Okay.
I liked, I loved Apollo 13. I think it's really one of the most memorable Ron Howard movies because most of his movies are not memorable.
I definitely put it at least top three. I mean, it might be.
And you can't think of the other two.
Of Ron Howard movies? Parenthood and Willow.
Willow.
Why are you back about Ron Howard?
He also directed the Jay-Z documentary that premiered this weekend.
He did?
Yeah. Which was hilarious watching Skrillex try to explain his art to Ron Howard.
There's no art there.
It was hilarious. He was like, yeah, you know, I just feel the music. And Ron's like, yeah.
All right,
that's
Apollo
music?
13, what
that's
else do you
music
have
you're
for
playing?
Best?
I went a little, he's part of our greatest directors bracket, of course, Mr. Boyle's Sunshine.
Oh, I have Adam.
Oh,
there.
That's on my list.
That Sunshine's so good.
I love the movie except for the whole, like,
thing.
The
Sunshine
twist?
Movie?
Twist. Yes.
I think the twist makes it memorable because never see it coming. Like, it's something completely different by the end of the film, and I love that. It's a great space movie.
Yeah.
Most amazing soundtrack.
And showing
amazing.
The sun, it was interesting. Like the color,
yeah.
I mean, that's bright as shit. It was cool.
It was beautiful.
And moving on.
And
to
beautiful.
And a gold space suit instead of the normal.
Cillian Murphy.
Looked beautiful.
That's
a good
movie. I like
beautiful.
It.
I've never seen Sunshine.
It's great.
Oh, you should definitely
God,
see Sunshine.
You gotta watch it.
It's
Cillian
up there.
Murphy.
And I'm going a little old school with my... Technically, this is my third. So the order is Apollo 13, 1... Sunshine, and then this film.
Okay.
Star Trek 2.
Okay, sure.
Star Trek 2 with Wrath of Khan. I love bringing a Western into space, and this film did it.
Space Cowboys. Huh?
No.
Space Cowboys. They're gunslingers in space.
Sean Connery
space
in
Pirates?
Outlander.
Oh.
Is a
right.
flawless remake of High Noon. It's badass and takes place on a... Jupiter's planet.
I've never seen that.
Or
I you were
Moon
say Serenity.
Io. Serenity was on my list as an honorable mention.
Is he a Scottish astronaut?
Cowboy thing.
He does have an accent as he usually does in all his damn films. But it's just badass.
I'm a German.
It's a Western in space.
Sub-commander.
It's cool. And it's about struggle. And it was the first film, if y'all remember like miniatures, when they filmed with miniatures.
Yes.
And not just it. It's the first film where they were able to change the perspective where you could put... characters like actual humans with the miniatures, the way they filmed it with Introvision, and it's badass.
It's good. Is that the only Sean Connery movie?
The dog was
yes.
No, only Zardog.
That's
oh,
the last
oh,
one.
Oh!
That's
wasn't
the
last one. Was he in
the Ooh,
space?
Oh!
Space
man. Ice Station Zebra. Whatever it was.
The spacemen are everywhere.
It's great. Fuck y'all.
Good list. Andrew?
Wasn't one of the James Bond, did he go to space for like a brief second?
He was on a rocket.
Okay.
But I don't think he... Yeah, I don't think it's set in space. You might think
Austin
Powers.
I want to watch that again now.
Watch High Noon first. High Noon's amazing.
High Noon is really great.
What's High Noon?
Gary, huh?
You've never seen High Noon?
Asshole.
Oh, man.
I'd write my English paper thesis on stupid High Noon.
Respect.
Was your thesis on High Noon?
Nice.
He made everyone write it out.
Yeah.
It's a shitty ending, though. It's a perfect example
don't
of
ruin it all for everybody.
What the F? Why are you telling people?
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
I'm sorry. The movie is 60 years old. We can talk about it.
A meteor comes and destroys the whole planet. That's the ending. It's terrible.
And Sean Connery shows up.
I'll be in space later.
I'll
bye.
Be in space.
All right, Andrew.
Sunshine was on my list. That was definitely.
You're welcome again.
An amazing film. And then I had a few comedies.
Ooh. Oh, you're going to take my comedies away from me.
Oh, maybe. Well, I'm sure everyone's Spaceballs.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so good.
Another one of our
the
greatest directors.
The world's longest ship.
The world's
on
that
breaks for no one.
She's gone from
that
sun
is gotta be
to blow.
Yeah.
Rick Moranis, flawless. Yeah.
She's a transformer.
I just want to eat. I just want like a pile of pizza, though. Like, I know it's really gross.
That was the grossest thing in the movie.
So
that made me not want
it
to have pizza.
Every time we think about it, I'm like,
"Yo,
Star,
you better pay him.
Do you know who played Pizza
the
Hut?
Wasn't it?
See, I was saying that.
Dom DeLuise.
Tastes pretty good, boss. Tastes pretty good,
boss.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks played yogurt.
Yes,
yogurt.
Especially strawberries. Search for the search.
Merchandising.
Your space boss too. The search for more money.
All right.
Good one. Quality.
Space balls. But the next one, on the same lines, Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest is so good.
Quality.
It's like number one.
So good.
Galaxy Quest, yeah, it just took the genre of Star Trek and just, oh. It was amazing.
It's amazing.
I love
it's such a good movie.
Everything about that.
I wish
Sam
they made
Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell is pretty genius.
It's the best part of that.
He does.
Never give up. Never surrender. It's there's so many things about that movie it touches on.
I Ratchet's hammer.
If you haven't seen Galaxy Quest, I would recommend checking it out because it just if you feel like Star Trek, you like all those sci-fi movies. This
and also Galaxy Quest, one of those movies that if it's on. Play on the TV.
Oh,
I cannot
not
watch it.
Yeah,
not
watch it.
Yeah,
there's
it.
So many things about it. There's it's so many inside.
It hooks
jokes.
You in every time.
It does.
Sam
totally
Rockwell
does.
Really likes space movies.
Yes, he does.
Are you about to say
are
another
you
one?
Do you have
are you
one?
One?
I don't
Oh, you done?
Oh, you done?
Since Sunshine was taken, the other one, my honorable mention was The Last Starfighter.
Oh,
so
I love Last Starfighter. Because
that was one of the movies I remember watching as a kid, and I was like, you know, it makes you like fascinated with. Oh, I might play this space video game all of a sudden. I may be
you
in
get
space.
The soundtrack to that, right?
Yes.
So I was, you know, it was a good
it's quality.
Movie. Yeah, it was kind of a, you know, I'm just, Star Wars.
When his mentor takes
sense,
a rag
but,
and wipes his face off and puts it back on.
It was good. It's a good movie. I remember watching it as a kid.
Would a good double feature be The Last Starfighter and Starman together?
Yeah, or Last Starfighter and Enemy Mine.
I thought you were going to say Enemy Mine.
Enemy Mine's so
but
good.
But Enemy Mine was on that planet.
It's on a planet, not in space.
I was trying to figure out what were the restrictions for this top.
Wait a minute. You don't look like a dude.
What a minute. The male seahorse has the baby.
Well, good list. Gwen, your best ones.
Okay.
I want some Sam Rockwell.
I was
going to
say, I have two on my list. But one
two Sam Rockwell movies.
Yeah, I have a lot. Because I'm going to go, obviously, with Galaxy Quest. That was a great one.
So
but
good.
I am picking my first number one is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
It's great.
God, that is a Sam Rockwell
movie. It is a Sam Rockwell movie, as is Moon, which is not on my
list.
Two-headed Sam Rockwell.
But I just had to bring
42.
It.
Two-headed
and
he dances with each head.
Everything.
I liked Hitchhiker's Guide.
I was so bummed that the movie didn't do well enough to get a sequel.
It had such a ridiculous cast in
it.
Had
a
great
cast,
but
it fell short of the
Martin Freeman.
I liked it. I love the books. And
you never answered the question.
Don't forget a towel.
John Malkovich.
Yeah.
Always
nice.
Remember your towels. Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman.
So good. So I also I'm also picking kind of a mumblecore film that I loved that I saw a few years ago called American Astronaut, which is
what is mumblecore? What is that for people who don't,
who don't
really?
Know what mumblecore is? Mumblecore is it's just what it sounds like. It's very DIY style filmmaking with
a lot of experimental,
but very heavy based on dialogue.
Mumblecore isn't like the Hollis Frampton Odyssey on Criterion Collection. I think that's some mumblecore stuff. Check it out.
That was before Mumblecore.
But it was really, it's really good. It's directed by
I think that's
Corey McAbee, who's not really making, he makes a couple of movies now, but it's just a really great little
So
film.
Is Dustin Hoffman in it, playing his character
from
Dick
American
Mason?
American Astronaut. I gotta see that now.
Mumbles.
But, and then the other one I'm going to pick is Event Horizon.
Yes,
oh,
that's on my list.
So good.
Event Horizon 5.
That movie freaked me out.
It's an evil movie.
So scary.
At my house during the month of October, it's all horror movies.
The first
definitely started out this month with
Event
Horizon. It is so good.
Sam Neill
and Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh yeah,
the movie is terrifying.
It is terrifying. It's all set in space too. It's so good. I'm glad you picked Event Horizon.
Oh,
yes.
All right, Mr. Other Conway.
Conway. The news that my list have been said, but I'll go with some other ones that haven't. Moon, the other.
Moon is good.
It's pretty quality. Kevin Spacey, too.
He plays, you know, plays against himself.
Plays
right?
Hell 9000.
Yeah, he acts with himself in that movie.
Wait a minute, what?
What are you talking
about? A classic Alien.
That's on my list. Alien, definitely.
Yeah.
Not
it can't be Alien because that's on a planet.
It's on a planet.
Oh. Alien's all in space.
Right.
Great opening with Alien. That's all space. Gorgeous.
Sean Connery was great.
And then I also have Joss Whedon's Serenity.
It's a great one.
Yes.
Another Western in space.
Yes. But my top one, I guess, other than Galaxy Quest, would probably have to be WALL-E.
It's on my list, too. Damn it.
WALL-E's
definitely in my top ones.
It's such a great
movie. It is good.
And it's almost...
Man, everybody's named
best
all
Pixar
mine already.
Ever?
There was
Up.
It's hard. I figured you were going to say... Yeah.
Okay. I also really love Ratatouille.
Yeah, Toy Story 3.
Space.
Pretty solid, too.
Cooks in Space.
Toy Story 3.
Thank you, Pixar. Hey,
I could see the rat just floating.
What was
that? The giant chase actor.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's
like
Ratatouille.
Yeah.
I have a rat that...
There's two Ratatouille jokes like in TV. Like when we're... He was the surgeon and he was helping him do the surgery on Children's Hospital.
Oh, yeah, that's what
but the rat was dead. But then there was on Key & Peele, they had, everyone has their own Ratatouille. It's like, hey, he made me a sandwich. But there's rat poop all over it.
Oh.
But you missed the fact he made me a sandwich.
The rat made me a sandwich.
That's a good list. Those are pretty, everybody named all of mine except for, I guess, my number one is 2001 Space Odyssey by Kubrick.
There's a movie called 2001 Space Odyssey.
There is.
You know, there's a sequel. You know who made it? The same guy who did Outlander.
Michael Crichton?
It's called 2010.
Space Travesty.
Oh, I remember.
2010.
With Leslie Nielsen.
2010 is actually decent.
I'm surprised
not
no
2001.
Star Wars movies in their top.
But I would also like to say that Gravity is in my top five now.
I figured you were going to say Dark City, but I guess.
Is that
but Dark
space?
City is
it's a giant spaceship. Traveling through space.
It is traveling through space, but
it's surreal,
do we see much of the space?
No, because you think it's Earth the whole time.
Yeah.
I
love Dark City.
Howard the Duck travels through space to get to Earth.
Yeah, but there's a lot of Superman travels all the way through fucking half the universe, but it's just not space.
Yes. That's WALL-E and Alien are definitely up there in mind, too. But 2001 Space Odyssey is definitely
number
one.
A bracket. What does that mean?
To bracket.
Well, let us know what your worst and favorite space movies are, or movies set
that.
In space. We would love to hear
space.
It.
Space.
Space.
Space. Space. Space. Space. Space. Space. Space. Space. Space.